Welcome, everyone, to Business Growth on Purpose. My name is Jose Palomino. I'm CEO of Value Prop Interactive, and it is my great pleasure every week to be interviewing experts from around the world, owners of other B2B businesses, and sometimes just sharing some of my personal insights from decades of helping businesses grow on purpose. Thanks for joining us and enjoy the episode. Hi, everyone. This is Jose Palomino with another episode of Business Growth on Purpose. And I want to talk today about something that we all have to deal with running our businesses, just whether you're a COO, you're running a division, or you're the owner operator of a company. It all comes down to what are your priorities, right? What are your priorities? And a lot of times, and I've asked that question in different groups of owner leaders and so on, and sometimes I get, well, you know, growth is a priority and being profitable and satisfying the needs of our customers. Those are all things, and I'm sure they're correct, but I'm thinking more about priorities, framing it more like an initiative, like what specific results or milestones are you trying to accomplish in the next 6 months, in the next year, in the next 3 year period. So you can actually think about it in terms of you'll know when you get there because it'll happen. So just saying we're going to satisfy customers because that's our job, that's great, but that's not nearly as specific as saying we're going to improve customer satisfaction across the board through by 5% in the next year from, let's say, 90 to 95%. We're going to improve on-time delivery from 80% of our deliveries to 90% of our deliveries. Things like that. We're going to improve our quality measures. That's an initiative. That's something you can actually say, well, we can put some muscle behind it. We can put some thought behind it. We could put a process in place behind it. And we can actually have a metric that helps us understand whether we got there or not. So when I talk about priorities, I think I'm thinking about things you can measure. And now you can certainly have a growth number of priority. We want to get from 10 million. We want to grow 10% to 11 million this year. Okay. And not questioning any of the goals. Or you have an EBITDA priority. Say we have a 10% EBITDA on $10 million of sales, and we'd like it to be 15%. So that either means you're growing top line sales somewhat to get to that. You want to make, instead of making $1 million in that example, you want to make $1.5 million in EBITDA, or you're going to find cost efficiencies. You're going to find some other suppliers, perhaps. And in these inflationary times, that may be challenging, but again, that could be your goal. Whatever your goal is, it is. So just think about, as you look out over the next 6 months or a year, what are the significant company-wide measurable goals that we want everybody on our team to be thinking about. And I noticed I said company-wide and measurable. So again, the metrics is because otherwise you don't really know if you got there. We just want happier customers. Doesn't really get you there. It's usually there are things that customers are happy about that you can measure. On-time delivery, quality, things like that. So that's one thought. Company-wide, because you want it to be something that is important enough that everyone on your team could say, oh, yeah, I could see why that's important. And you also want it to be something that can be explained simply enough. So if you have some real esoteric metric that you're trying to track, some ratio that only your CFO understands, that's hard to make that company-wide. And therefore, you don't have the energy of your people. Now, even if you have a company with 10 people or a company with 110 people, you still want everybody at least understanding this is important. And then why? And you say, well, why do I have to explain why? Well, because just the way people are, people like to know the story behind the story. Why did you pick that goal? What would come out of it? And then ultimately, what's in it for me? And now you may say, well, gee, making the company healthier, isn't it self-evident that it's good for people? Maybe, but and it doesn't mean that you have to tie everything to a bonus or to some sort of like a financial compensation, but it could be something like, we'll take a trip to Disney or we'll do something together as a team if we can attain that. There's lots of ways you can tie a milestone to a simple reward that just reminds everybody we got there. And the point is not that people want to get to Disney or go out to Morton's for a nice dinner. Those are nice things, but it's because that becomes a marker, a touchstone that people will remember in years to come. So not going to talk so much about, you know, the obvious things, like it should be a SMART goal. It should, you know, again, measurable and realistic and something that people can actually get their heads wrapped around, but things that matter to you. So think about it right now, as you're listening to this, what are some things we've really been trying to do for a long time? Maybe it's we want to have a better kind of automated communication system with customers after they buy from us. Or maybe it's something around, let's say, a quality dimension, on-time dimension, a safety dimension. Maybe it's a product line that you've invested in, but you never got traction with. Your customers still buy what you've been making all along, but they don't buy the new thing that you actually put a lot of money, time, and effort into already. You say, this is the year that's going to take off, or we're going to kill it one way or the other. By having that goal, it helps you put your plans together. It helps you think about what you need to do to realize it. And I really think there's something about having one or two, at most three, kind of company-wide goals that everybody can get their head wrapped around. Because as a leader, as a CEO, it gives you something to talk about that's meaningful. It gives you something to talk about that leans a little bit into the vision thing without trying to make you into Steve Jobs, because maybe that's not who you are. Maybe that's not what your company needs, but you do need to have something a bit aspirational. Otherwise, work is a grind. People start thinking about their jobs as just a grind. There's nothing bigger. Now, for some of you, that might be something you want to do that's more community-minded. There's something we want to do for the community. We want to do something. 3 years ago, we did some thing with youth groups in the community. We brought them in for a day to learn what manufacturing was about. We'd like to do something more like that. There's a lot of ideas that you can have around that. And you say, well, that's not so hard business. It's kind of soft, but it may be what you need to, as a catalyst, to bring people together with some sense of joint purpose. But I know, as you're listening to this, as you're watching this, there have got to be things that you've wanted to do that you've been a little bit frustrated that haven't happened. Maybe a lot of them are around growth. So we always use the term business growth on purpose, hence the name of the show. And it's actually our tagline at Value Prop Interactive, because we believe that business growth can happen without you ever planning for it, because let's say your biggest customer doubled their order because of their needs, or somebody found you on the internet and it turned out to be the biggest potential buyer in the category and they were tired of their current supplier. Those are moments of serendipity that, what is it that luck is preparation meets opportunity. So yes, be happy with that. Take that to the bank, cash the check, and feel a sense of accomplishment because you position yourself to be lucky in that context. However, that's not a plan. So think about the things you'd like to accomplish growth-wise. Is there a product line you'd like to launch, you've been trying to launch? Is there a customer you've been trying to get into that you haven't been able to get into? Is there an industry that you wish you were more prominent in? Is there perhaps a recognition for your company, your brand, that you don't feel has been crisp yet? Essentially, your value proposition, I know a little bit about that, just isn't sharp. And you know that because when people ask you, why should I buy from you instead of, let's say, the biggest competitor in your category, you always feel like you're stumbling and fumbling to get to that right answer. This is a year you can solve that. So that could be the declaration and how you land on it. Something as soft, what seems as soft as that, like, you know, how we describe ourselves is, and that description, once we arrive at it, company is going to be in everything we do, in our how we talk to customers on introduction, how we answer the phone, how our voicemail answers the phone, what our website says, what our LinkedIn has, what our Facebook has. That's how you make it measurable. It means by measurable, it simply means you'll have objective evidence that you accomplish your big initiative, that priority. So think about your priorities. Think about priority for growth, priority on the delivery side, priorities you need to have for marketing and your product, priorities that you need to have for your sales process, and priorities you need to have for your internal company, meaning your culture, how you, maybe things about how you develop people, how you grow your people, how you get more productivity from people, but also how you help develop people to feel more empowered. These are all things you can do and set out as initiatives. Now you say, well, gee, Jose, you said two or three at most. And yes, in any given year, that's all you kind of have the headspace to get you, to get everybody around. As managers, as leaders, you may work on more than those initiatives. You may have to be making progress in all of those areas. And if you're big enough to have like department heads in each of those areas, then that's their initiatives. But there should be something that's company-wide that feels exciting, feels worthy of everyone being on board. That's what you communicate, especially if you're listening to this and you're the CEO, the owner, the primary leader of your organization. You have to be pointing towards a North Star that gets people excited. Now, that isn't always, big picture, isn't always something that's going to get accomplished in the next 12 months. You may have a bigger goal. We want to be number one in sprockets, you know, in the sprockets industry. But what are we going to do this year to get there? And the way we get there is this year we need to grow 20%, or this year we need to land a significant aerospace client. You see, that's how you make it measurable in the 1 year time horizon, yet it's still connected to an overarching strategic goal you might have. So on that note, just think about priorities, initiatives, measurable, company-wide, and just jot down a few thoughts when you listen to this. Maybe take an index card with you for the next week or so, some ideas there, socialize this, and pick one that you could start communicating, and then think, how would we know that we got there? That's the measurable part. Just what will be the tangible proof that we accomplished it? And in that way, you can get everybody on the same page and be on your way to driving some real change on purpose. So to your success, this is Jose Palomino signing off.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Business Growth on Purpose. If you like the show, hit subscribe and leave us a review to help other people find the podcast. And if you're ready to take the next step in driving intentional growth for your business, come check out what we're doing at valueprop.com. We've developed industry-leading programs and systems to help B2B owners take control of their growth. Until then, thanks for listening to another episode of Business Growth on Purpose.